Roy Bridge. I'm an Emeritus Professor of Diplomatic History at Leeds.
Why did you want to come here to Mark's conference?
Well, Mark invited me to give a paper on the British aspects of the Sarajevo crisis. I've found some stuff in the Austrian archives, private papers of the ambassador in London that hadn't been really used much before, that threw light on the attitudes of elite in England, and we decided on that as a topic.
What were those attitudes?
On the whole, very sympathetic to Austria, very critical of Serbia. Some of the political people began to have doubts about whether there might not be a hidden agenda, but on the whole, the social elite and the people who are not politically committed were very sympathetic to the Austrians, and even after the ultimatum, prepared to see the Austrian point of view. Things change, of course, when it becomes a European war, and it's a question of fighting for the independence of France from Germany and so on. But on the Balkan question and the Sarajevo question, all these top people on the whole took the Austrian view, but it was not a war about Serbia for England, but about the Western Front. But on the other hand, the Congress here is dealing a lot more with the Sarajevo question, its repercussions in the round, in East and West. And my paper was just a little contribution on the British side.
How important is it, do you think, that people in Britain should consider what happened in the east of Europe?
Oh, well, I think it is, to get a general idea of what the war's about. One thing the paper does bring out is the dismay, generally, in circles, in elite circles from the king downwards, that there's a war at all. And this idea that was put about in some of the speeches connected with the celebrations about a war for freedom and to make the world a better place and democracy and so on, this is not the way the people saw it in 1914. These ideas developed later, and the idea of crushing Germany and so on, once millions of people have died, people's perspectives change, and revanchist ideas and these ideas of changing the world against Germany to make sure it never happens again and so on, take over. But in 1914, people are rather at a loss at what they call this dreadful catastrophe that's come over them.
You're enjoying the conference?
Yes, yes, and it's very well organised, and the food and whatnot very good, and very interesting people here, and very from a very broad spectrum right across Europe.